Hello, welcome, people can hear me, which is good. Perfect. Thank you for everyone for joining. I hope everyone is looking at the presentation slides. You may hear that the audio is better now because we switched to a higher bitrate, and you can hear me now in stereo. Yeah, stereo radio. Oh, so I can go to the right and to the left, and you hear me in a different way. Maybe next year, 4DX, and your chair is moving while I'm moving too. Maybe. So let's go. BitrageCon is here again. It's the best week of the year. We are all joining in, first online, and then in Denmark. So welcome to BitrageCon 2026. This year I didn't do so many effects because I stripped down stuff, but that's because of our motto. So let's first go through the organization stuff. There's the schedule, everyone should know it, everyone looked at it, just go there and there's the always up-to-date schedule what we will do. So on IRC, many people are already there, watching me, listening. Then there's the viewer. If you see this, of course, you already know this. Then there's audio, of course. So if you hear me, you already know this. Then there's also visualizer. This is for party, for example, but you can use it just to see if someone is speaking. Then there's the stats, always live, who's online, how many are online. Then there's the score, this is what we need for the hackathons, which we will talk today too, because I changed the format a bit. Then there are the hackathons, you can check them out already. And BRCon 2026 hackathons, Bitrage Git repository. If you already checked them out, they're really smaller and easier, but we will look at them. So there's also live transcriptions. So be careful, this is experimental. You will see that it takes a while. It also hogs a bit our GPU machine, but we have so many CPU cores, it should work. Whisper CPP is not the best, but at least we have something. Yeah, we have live transcription, easily done. So this is my name. And let's go. So welcome to BitrageCon 2026 in Denmark. As you can see, this is a picture from Denmark. As you can see it everywhere, there's a proud Dane standing in front of his flag. There is Lego Lulhøj. Maybe I will learn in Denmark how to spell how hill what hill means. And this strange O with this line inside, how to spell it, but that's for the weekend. Oh, Patso had joined it. Yeah, this is the correct channel. You're always correct. And of course, there's Quickset. But first of all, thank you very much for Anders for hosting us on weekend. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, ADC says, good thing is we bring a linguist along. Yeah, that's how we will find out if those Danes are speaking Danish to us or if they are lying to us. But linguistics is on our side. He will find out. So first of all, watch your step. The floor in Denmark is Quicksand. We have a Quicksand expert with us. Be careful. It's not so easy to get out. So this is our motto. I created it 5 minutes ago again because I uploaded the wrong meme image, but that's the good thing about Bitrage infrastructure. Everything's fast, everything's easy to generate. Please look at this nice meme. You will easily find out that it perfectly fits. Look at the small gopher in front. So unmaintainable complexity, and this is why things we will do during BitrageCon is a bit smaller, a bit more cool, cozy. I tried to reduce unmaintainable complexity by using science. It is the schedule. First of all, this is what we will do after this talk. We will talk about 25 years of Gopher. Yeah, 25 years. Woo. Gopher finished university. Then tomorrow, we will talk about healthcare and network protocols and how to maybe use them. You will also hear about German ugliness and why we are far behind in having anything maintainable. Then on Wednesday, we will do a way more simpler gangbang this year. As you see already on the schedule, we will be using itch.io. So the only thing you need is a web browser. These are really funny games. So come here on Wednesday, log into our Mumble, and then we will play together these funny games. If you find any nice game on itch.io, which you can do in multiplayer, please let me know. Wednesday is just the easiest day, and you will easily find out why. Because on Wednesday is my birthday. And I don't really want to do anything complex on that day. I just want to have fun. So then on Thursday, we will talk about psychoanalysis for hackers. This will be really interesting for all of you, because last year I spent my I was in an education to become a psychotherapeut in deep psychotherapy. And I want to give you a summary of an easy model you can use in your daily life to maybe comprehend people and your problems more easier. Then on Friday, after we are in Denmark, ADC will hold a nice presentation of QGIS, which is a tool of geographical analysis, where he's an expert in. Yeah, he jizzes all over the place, which is really nice, because tomorrow I will talk about it too. DICOM, which is a protocol in healthcare, which could be combined, which will be really fun. And then on Wednesday weekend, we will have our physical hackathon. So there it will be quiet online, but people will come to Denmark. We will do really hill climbing up to 147 meters. This will be so hard. ADC already told me not many people survived this. We'll be on the highest hills of Denmark, looking down on all of you. So, for the hackathons, check out the BRCon hackathons. I will go out of the slides and show you. Let's go. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's check out the BRCon hackathons. As you see, there are folders and there's a README. Let's look at the README. So the README file is an intro. So this is something new, even if you check this out in like 4 years. There's now all the metadata of the hackathons inside, so you can easily find it out. And there, it's easy to participate. Already someone participated. If you look at the score, someone sent in a patch for GeoMidi, some Emacs patch. You got many points for that, because the points were increased from last year, as you already see. So just by sending in a patch, it'll be more interesting to have higher points going around. What can you win? You can win an air monitor like last year. This is important. I'm already also running one here. Very nice thing to know what's around you, because weather, climate, everything's changing, and there you have data. Then there's a called Draußenfuchs sender and receiver for outdoor RDF fund. This is like ham radio, but for locating people. So you have like a sender, you go around, and after a while it will send some frequency to around people, and there are receivers. Those people hunt you. Very nice game to triangulate signals. Then OpenDDU, this is for people who want to run their own solar panel production. There's an open source controller, which you can win. This is OpenDDU. Then there is a mobile USB soldering iron, always needed. Very good thing. And there's a Moto Bird imitation bird voices. Maybe something for Senina. It's a simple device to imitate bird voices. So let's see how they work. So let's go for like the most easiest hackathon, which is the TV one. Go for TV. Ah, bird up ADC. Yeah, bird up. Well, let's see. This is human. So as you know already from the new changes, everyone now has a Claude.md, Agent.md. This is for instructing these AI agents, but we have human.md, so this instructs humans. So here, this is pretty easy. You find out or talk to ADC, now he's online, and then change in the sources this image because it's more retro to the background of Gopher TV. Pretty simple. Also, we have easy ones and hard ones, like 3D Terrain scanning. That's the one we will do physically, where you receive points by being in Denmark. Then there is Bitrage IRC. It's more complex. That's about moderation and solving the problems with assholes, impersonal attacks. Catpoint karaoke could be easy. That's about doing karaoke with Catpoint for fun, maybe having this as a standard game. You can easily open SSH for every student party. Then Flat Earth Meeting Denmark. That's what we do in Denmark because there are no hate maps in Denmark. That's all fake news by the government. Then Game Room. That's about reshuffling the menu to make it more modular. Git Porno is about importing some Claude fake thing where they have audio on top. Then look at the rest. It gets more complex. But for everyone, something there. Like fuck off Google, that's just imitating a website on Gopher. Everything's there. Ultrasound Wi-Fi protocol, something we'll do in Denmark because I will bring my ultrasound handheld device I have for my practice, which connects via Wi-Fi to my mobile phone. And we could reverse this protocol to use it for something else. So there's easy and hard ways to win the hackathons. Have fun. I'm going back to the presentation. Where were we? We were at the hackathons, going to the hackathon. So, see the test, join it, and win prizes. So, we have new ads. Please go there. Can you find Anna? Because this year I created a depiction of Anna we can reuse further in the next years if you want to. Just look at her. Welcome to BRCon. There she is, Anna. Yeah, you can easily reuse her. She's already used in the sauna. Ah, that also remembers me. Please join the Bitrise sauna. It's a very cozy place to recreate all year long. So with a code of fun, this hasn't changed. Our goal is to have fun. We keep to the universal human rights. This is why we do not need a cock, and we do not cancel people. So contacts, this is hasn't changed. So it's my name and Professor Bruno Skildgard for the Faculty of Slow Sciences in Aarhus University is our scientific background in case you have any questions about evidence we are talking about. So let's start the show. Don't worry, I'm now disconnecting, reconnecting. That's for the radio to change the recording.